Are you sometimes frustrated by God's grace? If you spent hours studying every week all year long to earn an A in class, and one of your classmates didn't even turn in a single assignment, yet your teacher was gracious and gave you both A's, would you be in awe of the grace of your teacher or frustrated, angry, upset by your teacher's grace? If you work together on a team, correction, you and a few others work together on a team, but there's one person who shows up late, contributes almost nothing, and often leaves early, and all of you get promoted and recognized for a job well done. Would you be in awe of the grace of your employer or frustrated that that slacker got promoted and is paid the same as you are? You serve giving countless hours to a mission and ministry of the church. Do you desire some type of thanks or recognition? Or do you celebrate the opportunity to serve unrecognized? You give generously to ministry. Do you expect to be blessed? Or are you just grateful for the opportunity to give? Do you truly like that God loves everyone? That God forgives everyone no matter what they do? That God freely gives salvation? When you ponder these matters, are you in awe of God's generous grace or frustrated that it is freely given? Does it anger you that God loves the people you dislike just as much as God loves you? Jonah was a good Jew. He went to temple, generously served, loved his neighbors, and strived to follow all the Jewish laws and customs. Jonah really knew God. Jonah knew that God is merciful, compassionate, and filled with unfailing love. Perhaps that is the greatest miracle of the Jonah story. For Jonah really knew God's mercy, compassion, unfailing love, and grace. I wonder, how did he come to know God and intimately experience God's compassion? It was a little bit harder back in those days. For in those days, God was believed to reside in the Holy of Holies, which they believed had to be enclosed, sealed, and shielded, or God's holiness would destroy everyone, for everyone is sinful. I don't know about you, but that doesn't exactly say compassionate grace to me. In those days, it was also believed that to be forgiven, you needed to make a sacrifice, often an animal sacrifice, and it was messy and dirty and gross for every sin that you committed. Again, I don't think of compassion in that in the same light. In those days, there was also believed that there was a hierarchy, that priests supposedly somehow knew more about God than other people, and that they knew best, and that knowledge should be passed on. That was before the temple curtain was torn in two. And now we know that the Holy Spirit speaks to each and every one of us. Yet despite all of this, Jonah really knew God and knew about God's mercy, compassion, and unfailing love. Why have so many people given Jonah a bad rap? He has been labeled the reluctant prophet, the rebellious prophet, the lazy prophet, and the angry prophet. Instead, it seems we should be seeking to learn from Jonah, a man who really knew God. If you look closely at the Jonah story, you will notice that God is asking us a lot of questions. The story is unfinished. God is inviting us into the story. For the Jonah story is your story. It is my story. It is our story. Jonah sensed that God wants him to go and tell the people of Nineveh about God. Jesus has commissioned each and every one of us to tell others about God. Nineveh is a dangerous place for Jews. The army of Nineveh looted and burned their way through Jonah's country, ruthlessly beating and killing people. They committed all kinds of war crimes, even selling children into slavery. Jonah likely had his property destroyed, some relatives killed, and some of his nieces and nephews sold into slavery by the very people that God is asking him to go and tell about God's grace. This is similar to God's call to concentration camp survivors to forgive and tell those who held them captive about God. It is similar to God's call to us to forgive and tell terrorists about God's grace. It makes going into our neighborhood and knocking on doors look very easy. Yet, how many of us fail to even tell our coworkers and friends about God? Jonah procrastinates. Have you ever sensed God prompting you to reach out to someone, but then you procrastinate? Perhaps Jonah procrastinated for many reasons. However, only one is given in Scripture. Jonah says, I knew that you are a merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. Jonah is frustrated by God's grace. Brent Younger preached, Jonah's sin is that he feels superior to some of God's children. We share Jonah's tendency to shy away from people who are not like us. We choose not to share who we are with people who may not appreciate who we are. Brent said, the story is about the pain of discovering that God loves people we don't like every bit as much as God loves us. We may want to think that we like the idea of God loving everybody, but often we live with Jonah's attitude. We spend our time with people who make us feel comfortable. We help people we know and like. For the most part, we are friends with people who look and act like us. Our love for God's children that are different from us tends to be less than our desire to be comfortable. Brent believes this story is about the size of God's grace and patience, which is much, much bigger than our prejudice. Perhaps Jonah procrastinated from something even deeper. Perhaps it was that grief and pain of burying people he loved who were murdered by the people of Nineveh. Perhaps that is what's keeping Jonah from telling the people of Nineveh about God's grace. Since Jonah knew God and knew about God's compassion and unfailing love, I suspect that Jonah was able to realize that, yes, all people, even the people of Nineveh, are God's beloved children. But I don't think Jonah was just quite ready to forgive those people who hurt him so badly. So Jonah procrastinates. God remains persistent until Jonah agrees to walk the streets of Nineveh telling people about God. Evangelism, telling others about God, scares many of us. Jonah is being an evangelist across nationality, across culture, across religion. Can you imagine how hard that is? There was nothing in common there. What should you say about God to people from different religions? What should you say to people with no belief at all? There is a strong tension between proclaiming your personal beliefs, your religion, and God's universal grace for everyone. It is interesting, in the Jonah story, not a single person from Nineveh converts religions. No one joined Jonah's religion. No one changed their beliefs. Scripture says, when God saw that they had put a stop to their evil ways, God had mercy on them. How does God's grace, God forgiving the evil that someone does, and God's unfailing love for everyone make you feel? If it makes you angry, then perhaps you are trying to change God into your image instead of changing yourself into God's image. We have a tendency to want God to change to fit our purposes, to cater to our needs, secure our interests, justify our goals, and to support our actions. Instead of celebrating God's grace and changing into the image of God, a God of mercy, compassion, and unfailing love. The symptom of anger reveals the disease of trying to make God into our image. It is wrong thinking that goes, God is for us and against them. We deserve redemption, and some other people, they deserve condemnation. It is wrong judgment that says who we judge to be just should prosper, and those we disapprove of should struggle. It is wrong thinking that holiness is about segregation or separation from the impure. It is wrong thinking that says our mission is to withdraw and to withhold blessings to our denomination, to withhold our prayers of peace and prosperity to our nation or our allies, to restrict God's grace and redemption, to condemn. Instead, we are invited to change into the image of God, to be compassionate, forgiving, and loving of all people. We are invited to reflect on God's character, redemptive work, and steadfast love. God forgives, embraces, restores, and blesses all people. The story of Jonah concludes this way. When God saw that Nineveh had put a stop to their evil ways, God had mercy on them and didn't carry out the destruction God had threatened. This change of plans greatly upset Jonah, and he became very angry. So he complained to the Lord about it. "Didn't I say before I left home that you would do this, Lord? This is why I ran away to Tarshish. I knew that you are a merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. You are eager to turn back from destroying people. Just kill me now, Lord. I'd rather be dead than alive of what I predicted will not happen." The Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry about this?" Then Jonah went out to the east side of the city and made a shelter to sit under as he waited to see what would happen to the city. And the Lord God arranged for a leafy plant to grow there, and soon it spread its broad leaves over Jonah's head, shading him from the sun. This eased his discomfort, and Jonah was very grateful for the plant. But God also arranged for a worm. The next morning at dawn, the worm ate through the stem of the plant so that it withered away. And as the sun grew hot, God arranged for a scorching east wind to blow on Jonah. The sun beat down on his head until he grew faint and wished to die. "Death is certainly better than living like this," he exclaimed. Then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry because the plant died?" "Yes," Jonah retorted, "even angry enough to die." Then the Lord said, "You feel sorry about the plant, though you did nothing to put it there. It came quickly and died quickly. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness, not to mention all the animals. Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city?" Are you frustrated by God's grace? When God prompts you to tell another about God, do you procrastinate? Are you angry when things do not go as you plan and predict? In the face of God's gracious forgiveness for another, are you tempted to walk away from the party, to sulk and complain? Hopefully, you, like Jonah, know God and know that God is merciful, compassionate, and filled with unfailing love. For knowing that means you know that no matter how much you procrastinate, no matter how much you run, no matter where you hide, no matter how slow you are to forgive, no matter how angry you become, you too will be graciously forgiven and redeemed. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like the landowner who went out early one morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay the normal daily wage and sent them out to work. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the marketplace and saw some people standing around doing nothing. So he hired them, telling them he would pay them whatever was right at the end of the day. So they went to work in the vineyard. At noon and again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. At 5 o'clock that afternoon, he was in town again and saw some people standing around. He asked them, 'Why haven't you been working today?' They replied, 'Because no one hired us.' The landowner told them, 'Then go out and join the others in the vineyard.' That evening, he told the foreman to call the workers in and pay them, beginning with the last workers first. When those hired at 5 o'clock were paid, each received a full day's wage. When those hired first came to get their pay, they assumed they would receive more. But they too were paid a day's wage. when they received their pay, they protested to the owner. Those people worked only 1 hour, and yet you've paid them just as much as you paid us, who worked all day in the scorching heat. He answered one of them, "Friends, I haven't been unfair. Didn't you agree to work all day for the usual wage? Take your money and go. I wanted to pay this last worker the same as you. Is it against the law for me to do what I want with my money? Should you be jealous because I am kind to others?" God is the generous landowner. You are at church. You are worshiping and serving God. You are the early morning worker who has worked all day. God gives you the agreed upon full day's pay. Are you frustrated by the last minute worker who will also get full pay? The landowner is indeed just. Everyone receives a full day's pay. In giving extra to the latecomer, the landowner deprives you nothing to which you were entitled. As far as justice, there is no grounds for any complaint of any kind. The anger comes from envy, from wanting to somehow earn the pay, from jealousy, from a feeling of entitlement. Eternal life, God's love, grace, redemption, and blessing cannot be earned, not even by a lifetime of worship and service. Indeed, it cannot be bought at all. Rather, it can only be freely, generously, graciously given by God. God is extravagantly generous, gracious, giving all of us, giving everyone, more than we deserve or can even imagine. Amen.